Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Aldrete. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jose Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Doug Jones. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Aldrete batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Aldrete hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randolph reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Spears. Berga moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff bunts for a single. Randolph moves to second. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Jose Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Jones covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Firmin hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards short. Firmin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive beyond short. Firmin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Spears moves to second. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Spears moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to third. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards first. Jefferson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jose Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spears is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spears strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Skinner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner bunts towards third. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Aldrete, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0 for 2 in the game. Aldrete takes first base on ball 4. Cole moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Cole scores. Aldrete moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aldrete moves to third. Berga moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 0-for-2 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a line drive beyond second. Randolph can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cole is 0-for-3 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cole for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Berga. Spears moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jefferson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nunez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive off the glove of Thome, and into shallow left field. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Skinner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Skinner. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jones, and towards Furman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamilton moves to second. 1 out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Hamilton moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Steve Olin now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Spears moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Randolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randolph hits a fly ball into left field. Aldrete settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.